This is 5 Minute Friday! I'm very excited to be on with you guys in this episode, and thank you guys for being here. We've got my good friend, Chris Guillebeau. And for those that don't know who Chris is, he is a New York Times bestselling author and a modern day explorer. He's traveled to every country in the world, and every summer in Portland, he hosts the World Domination Summit. He's also the founder of Pioneer Nation, Unconventional Guides, The Travel Hacking Cartel, and numerous other creative projects.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too.
Aw.
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
I think, though, sometimes something unpredictable happens.
Yeah.
In these situations, like everything you just expressed, like it's going to be terrible, then it's going to be okay. But just like in a quest, you know, any good quest, there's this progress toward a goal, there is an endpoint, et cetera. But if it's a true quest, something happens along the way that
right.
changes things, and you don't necessarily know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And despite all the skills that you have, despite all the life experience that you have, it's going to be put to the test, actually, because whatever this unpredictable thing is, by its nature, you didn't know it was going to happen, and you didn't necessarily say, okay, here's where I was going to be sad, or here's where I was going to struggle, and then I'm going to be okay. Like, you might think you're okay at a certain point, and then something else.
Which brings me back to the point of born for this and giving up. If you're on a quest for something you're born to do, and you believe in your heart, I'm born to do this thing,
yeah,
and then something comes at you and
sure.
stops you or makes you go off track, how do you know when to continue the quest and when, as it's part of the quest, as every quest has this, and when you're actually just supposed to give up?
Sure. Well, I think it's important in these kind of situations to look at what is the underlying motivation? What is the goal? Maybe what is the value? And like if we talk about different things like becoming a professional athlete, you know, what was the real goal? Wasn't the real goal greatness,
yeah.
essentially, which is exactly what you have... I don't want to just say parlayed it into, because that's kind of like a career thing, but I mean your life, you know,
yes.
greatness was the goal.
Yeah.
Writing books and hosting these events. I mean, ultimately the goal is community and serving humanity in some
connection,
way.
Connection, community, yeah.
Connection, right? So I think sometimes you're working toward this thing, you feel like you're born to do it, but then you can't. There's still some direction there as you go deeper, which is exactly what I'm learning to do.
Mm.
The tools and the skills and the resources that I have that have helped me, you know, throughout my life, that have helped me, like, get into college without going to high school, you know, get out of being a juvenile delinquent, make something of my life, travel, be an entrepreneur, all these different skills, they are not sufficient for what I need to do right now. That's what I know.
Interesting.
So that kind of thinking, let me schedule it, let me do this. Yeah, I like it. I want to do that. But what I'm saying is it hasn't quite worked.
Right.
I've kind of run into this wall or this ceiling or whatever you call it, that
right.
barricade that I can't apply the same reasoning to.
Sure.
My philosophy, which is true in life and career, is you don't have to live your life the way others expect.
Yes.
You can do good things for yourself and for others at the same time. It's not a false choice. It's not a dichotomy. You know, this has been my message for a long time. I still very much believe in it. And now it's just a question of adding to that and applying that in a different way and realizing that the goals that I have now are not necessarily related to deliverables. Because just as I like to schedule things on my calendar, you know, I also like to have a deliverable.
Sure.
Here's the next book. Here's the next thing. Here's the next whatever. But I don't see quite what the deliverable is here.
Mm.
I don't think I would give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
I would give you companionship.
Mm.
And I would give you empathy. And I would say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah.
And this is not okay.
Mm.
And yes, you should hang in there. Let us know what you need, etc. But that's going to sound very hollow to you.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing I could say is, I'm so sorry.
Mm. Have you been getting enough of that?
Sure, I think so.
You've been getting companionship and...
Yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of people don't know what to do with this kind of... And I totally get
it's
that.
Tough.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like, what do you...
Yeah.
How do you deal where you don't sound...
Sure.
Like you said, like hollow.
Right, right.
Just like everyone says the same thing.
Right, right.
How do you truly... Because yeah. I think it goes against both walls. It goes against the person's walls of not knowing how to deal with it, of all the mixed emotions of understanding it, to someone who's not going through with it. Well, this is uncomfortable for me too, because now I have to face things
sure.
that I have to really go somewhere to be able to connect with someone
mm-hmm.
at a level so that they feel loved and accepted. And
yeah, but that's compassion.
It is compassion.
That is compassion.
A lot of people aren't good at that though.
Yeah.
They're
well, compassion
good.
Is a skill probably that you
yeah.
acquire as well.
Yeah.
And maybe you can acquire it through your own life trauma,
right.
Or you can also acquire it through caring and understanding that being there or being available or reaching out is good, not expecting reply or something.
What's your definition of happiness?
Forward motion, continuously improving, you know, my circumstances, my life, as well as improving others' lives. I like the word impact that you used. I like that. Mm. I think of influence. Same thing. Not influence in like a celebrity way,
yeah.
influencers, but true influence. And probably a lot of the people who are listening, like if they don't have blogs or podcasts or books, they still have a lot of influence.
Yeah, the community, their friends, right. the family.
And that influence is actually much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're impacted much, much more by the people who are around us
yeah.
than by, you know, somebody who's out there doing something. So I'm interested in influence.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.